Second letter of Peter, chapter 1. Spiritual growth. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those that have obtained the same precious faith with us in the righteousness of our God and the Saviour, Jesus Christ. Grace to you, and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, seeing that his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the precise and correct knowledge of him that called us by his own glory and virtue, whereby he has granted to us his precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world by lust. Yes, and for this very cause, you on your part should show all diligence to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge self-control, and to your self-control patience, and to your patience reverence towards God, and to your reverence towards God brotherly kindness, and to your brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, they make you to be neither idle nor unfruitful in the precise and correct knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he that lacks these things is blind, seeing only what is near, having forgotten the cleansing from his old sins. Wherefore, brothers, give the more diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never stumble. For thus shall be richly supplied to you the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. The certainty of truth. Wherefore I shall be ready always to put you in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and are established in the truth which is with you. And I think it right, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that the putting off of my tabernacle comes swiftly, even as our Lord Jesus Christ indicated to me. Yes, I will give diligence that at every time you may be able, after my death, to call these things to remembrance. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honour and glory, delivered to him by such a voice from the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice we heard, delivered out of heaven, when we were with him on the holy mount. And we have the word of prophecy made yet more sure, to which you do well that you take heed, as a lamp shining in the dark place, until the day dawns and the day star arises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is a private interpretation, for no prophecy ever came by the will of man, but men spoke from God, being moved by the Holy Spirit.